If you want to get more toned, you need to eat more food and focus on getting stronger. Hey, welcome back to the Fit Dad Revolution Show, and today we're going to talk about food and getting toned. So everybody, whenever I speak to anybody about getting in shape, right, if they've got a bit of weight to lose, 9 times out of 10, they all say to me, I want to lose weight and I want to get a bit more toned, right? I hear it all the time. So what does that even mean? Right, well, there's a couple of things we need to look at. So the first thing I need to say is getting toned and losing weight are two very different things. However, with that being said, the approaches that I would take for both from a training standpoint are exactly the same, all right? They're exactly the same. What we need to do from a food standpoint starts to differ a little bit. So here's what I mean by that. All right, let's break it down. So let's look at losing weight first. Right. So when you want to lose weight, man, so everybody's got this idea in their head when it comes to losing weight of what they need to do. All right. We need to diet. We need to jump on a diet. You hear people say it all the time. I'm on a diet. I need to lose weight. I'm going to go on a diet. All right. So automatically, people know that they've gained weight, they've got a bit of extra weight because they've been eating too much food. So we need to go through some kind of restriction where we start cutting back on our food. Now, unfortunately, the diet industry or the weight loss industry has done a really fantastic job in making you think that you need to do some crazy diet with some fancy name to start getting the results that you want to see. So you've got people that are cutting out entire meals, or they're replacing meals with really shitty branded shakes, or you know, you're just starving yourself into having soup or having a cabbage soup diet and all that nonsense. You know, you've got this kind of idea in your head that that's what you need to do. And unfortunately, man, this, regardless of how many times people jump on that bandwagon and fail, we keep on going back again and again and again and again and again, and it doesn't get us anywhere, all right? We're going around in circles doing absolutely nothing, all right? So when clients come to me, one of the first things we do is we obviously address nutrition, because nutrition is by far and away the most important aspect when it comes to losing body fat. If you don't dial in what you're doing with your food, then you're kind of farting against thunder. You could go out and run or exercise till you're blue in the face. If your diet's shit, then it's not going to make a blind bit of difference. But with that being said, man, it doesn't mean your diet has to be completely perfect. Right? And this is, I think, where a lot of people slip up, because they hop into a diet and they think that they have to follow this perfect structured routine in order to see any kind of results. But that isn't always the case. All right. In fact, more often than not, the more perfect you try to be in your approach, the more it normally goes tits up. All right. So what we do with our clients is the very first thing we look at doing is we look to see where we can add things into their diet, all right, which goes completely against the grain of everything that you think you need to do, because everybody thinks we need to cut things out. I need to not eat this, I need to not eat that. Chocolate's bad, crisps are bad, I shouldn't eat bread, right? Everybody takes that path almost straight away. So one of the first things we do with our clients is say, okay, what can we add in, all right? And again, this is completely counterintuitive, because you think you need to restrict things. But when I say what do we need to add in, I don't mean like, do we need to add in an extra bag of crisps or an extra chocolate bar? I mean, let's have a look at your main meals and see, can we add in more vegetables? Can we add in more protein? Like, what good quality foods can we add into your day that you're maybe missing out on just now to make the meals that you're eating a little bit better, all right? Because when we can start to just slightly improve the quality of the foods that we're eating, that tends to make a huge difference, all right? And here's the thing, man. We give all of our clients a framework. It's called the 313 framework. I've spoken about it before. If you want to get access to that, then just jump over to Instagram and send me a message with 313 and I'll send it over to you. It's a really simple framework that we follow. When we kind of put this into place for our clients and we start to change the balance of their plate on each meal, so like I say, more protein, more vegetables, like increase that by a good chunk and then slightly reduce everything else. All right, I'm not asking you to cut anything out, just slightly reduce everything else. What we tend to find is the overall volume of food that they then get to eat is a lot more, because they've not been eating the vegetables before. They've maybe not been having protein, right? And then they look at their plate and go, my God, that's more food than I thought I'd ever get to eat. So the overall volume of food that they get to eat is a lot more, but just because the volume's more doesn't mean the calories are more. So because they're eating more veg and more good quality lean proteins, they normally eat a lot less in terms of overall calories on the individual plate. Now, what they also then tend to find is, because we've then changed the balance of their food and the food that they're eating is a lot more nutritious, there's a lot more filling, they don't then feel the need to snack so much in between meals. They're not automatically reaching for the biscuit tin or reaching for that extra bag of crisps, because the food that they've eaten has been enough to fill them up. So not only do they get to eat more food for their main meals, they're then not picking on all the crappy stuff in between, which means they're naturally bringing their overall calorie intake down, which puts them into a calorie deficit. Now, the only way for you to lose body fat or to lose any kind of weight at all is to put yourself into a calorie deficit. Once you're in a deficit, your body then starts naturally kind of pulling away all the extra places to get the energy that it needs. All right? Your body uses the fat up as its energy. So you put yourself in a calorie deficit and stay consistent in that over time, that's where you're going to start to notice changes in the shape of your body, right? Rather than just crash diet in, seeing results for the first week or two, hitting that dreaded plateau, thinking it's not working, then having a massive binge because you're so hungry, and then putting all the weight you've lost back on plus an extra few pounds. Then you feel depressed because you've gained an extra few pounds, so you then eat some more food, and then the whole cycle starts again. You've gained loads of extra weight and you have to start the whole thing again. We don't want to go down that path because it doesn't get us anywhere. You're just then losing the same 5 to 10 pounds every single time. What we want to do is, especially if you've got a lot of weight to lose, is get you losing weight quickly in the early stages, but then gradually over time. So it's going on a much, much slower kind of progression, but it gets you to where you want to be, and then you've got a much higher chance of then maintaining that. Especially because when we get, you know, when we fix what you're doing from a dietary perspective, you'll look at it and realise you're not actually on a diet. You're still getting to have a bag of crisps if you want them. You still get to have a chocolate bar if you want it. But because the overall balance of food that's on each plate or each of your meals is a lot better, you're then not starving. So you're not feeling the need to go and binge on things. And because you're not restricting yourself from anything, you're not cutting anything out of your diet, you also don't feel the need to then go and binge on that thing that you've just cut out. All right, so that's the very first thing that we need to focus on, and that is where we are going to start the process of losing weight. Now, you're noticing in that I didn't speak anything about exercise, because exercise, while it is important, it's not the thing that's going to make the biggest difference when it comes to losing weight, all right, or to losing body fat. Exercise is just a thing that we use to either get stronger, to get fitter, to get healthier. It helps with our mental health. It helps to build a bit of bone density, a bit of bone strength. Right? It's good for us as we age. So exercise is something we use to get healthier. It's not necessarily the thing we want to turn to for losing weight. And this brings me on to my next point. But, you know, the first thing that people look at when it comes to losing weight is the diet. We've just covered that. The next thing is they think they need to go out and run. They think they need to go out and run and run and run and run. Now, what tends to happen when they do that is they normally pair it with a restrictive diet. But here's the thing, man. The more you go out and the more you run, the more calories you're burning in the moment. That's great. So, of course, burning more calories, I'm going to lose more weight. It sounds like the thing you need to do. But because you're following a restrictive diet, or because you're running a lot, you end up really hungry. So you then end up getting to a point where you overeat, which then puts you in a calorie surplus. And more often than not, the diet that you follow, when you go onto your diet and you start your running, it's not got a high emphasis on protein. So your body then naturally starts to kind of break muscle mass down because you're not giving it what it needs. You're not fueling it in the right way to maintain that muscle mass, which can then start to slow you down metabolically, which means you're probably going to move a lot less through the day after your run. You're going to be sat in your arse because you're tired, which then means your overall kind of calorie requirement is a lot lower. But then you're probably going to eat a lot more food. You're going to eat a lot more food, a lot more. You consume a lot more calories, which can then lead to weight gain. So even though you feel like you're doing everything right, you might be gaining a little bit of body fat, all right? Your body's not looking, you end up with that kind of skinny fat look, which is never a good look, all right? So running's not necessarily the thing that we want to turn to. So what we recommend with all of our clients, and I'm going to get to the tone thing in a wee second, we recommend with our clients, even from a weight loss perspective, the very first thing we do is we look at their diet, we give them the framework, we start looking at where they can make some healthy upgrades to change things, what can we add into the diet to make it better, to fill you up a little bit more, to, you know, to give you a better balance with your nutrition, and maybe start bringing the overall calorie amount down, but increasing the volume of food. So you get to eat more food. Like I said at the start, you get to eat more food, but your overall calorie intake is going to be less. That's what's going to kind of start that weight loss process. From there, to support that and to kind of accelerate things, we get you lifting weights as quickly as possible. So if you can't get to the gym and you can't lift weights, we get you on a structured bodyweight program. So you're going to be training at home, using your bodyweight, maybe some resistance bands, to start the process of building muscle. Now, in the early stages, because you've maybe not done any kind of resistance training before, when we increase your protein intake and we get you doing some resistance-based exercise, which is going to start the process of building muscle, you will notice that you'll put on some muscle mass fairly quickly. Your body will adapt to it. You'll start to pack on muscle. Your body will start building muscle to meet the demands that you're placing on it. When you do that, this is where you'll start to notice changes in your body shape. Things will start to tighten up. Now, don't get me wrong, you can't go, if you've got like a good old set of bingo wings, you can't go away and just start doing some kind of tricep work and hope that that's going to lose your fat in this area. That's not how it works. All right, fat's going to come off as an overall entity. When you restrict your calories or you bring your calories down, fat comes off as an overall entity all around the body. You can't reduce it from one place. So doing a million sit-ups a day and hoping it's going to reduce your belly fat doesn't really work. All right, we need to be making sure we're following a good nutritional plan with a good resistance-based plan. That's what's going to give you the shape and the that you're looking for. All right, but what will happen if you go away and do like if you've got like a fat chest, if you notice you've got some man boobs, if you're doing like chest pressing or loads of push-ups, you'll start to build muscle in this area, which will naturally start to tighten things up. Will start to lift things up. There will still be fat in that area that we need to lose through the nutritional side of things, but it will start to tighten everything up. So you'll start to notice changes in your body shape. So this is going to bring me on to the whole aspect of getting toned, right? Which is what people always ask me, I need to get more toned. How do I get more toned? So let's first and foremost change that word, right? Let's change the terminology, because toned is the word that people use. It's the thing that they understand. But here's the thing with being toned. Being toned is just being more muscular, all right? Being a little bit leaner, being a little bit more defined. If you want to get to that stage, you need to build muscle. This is why running doesn't really work. Right, you can go out and you can run, like I say, till you're blue in the face, but you know, if you're paring down your muscle mass with just continually running, not feeding your body that needs to be fed, you lose a bit of muscle mass, you end up with that skinny fat look, you're not going to get toned. We need to build muscle, right? And that's going to give you that toned look. So like I said a second ago, when you start building muscle, when you start lifting weights, or you start doing some kind of resistance-based training, you build muscle in those areas. So while you can't spot reduce fat, you can increase muscle in one specific area. So if I want to build up my chest muscles, I would do exercise, I would do some kind of pressing movements to build up my chest muscles. If I want to build up my guns, I'll do some kind of movement that's going to build up my biceps. All right, legs, I work on my legs. Like, so I can target that specific area with training. Now, with all of our clients, we like to follow a really simple, it doesn't mean it's easy, it's simple, it's still hard, it's challenging, but we follow a 3-day full body split. So you're hitting every muscle in your body 3 times in the week, and it's progressive. You know, we work from a very early beginner sort of stage, and then we work you up to where things are really quite advanced, right? And it's going to help to kind of give you the biggest bang for your buck in terms of building muscle. But when you go through that process, when you start to build that muscle, even if the first thing we look at is getting that weight down. If you've got a lot of weight to lose, we need to bring the weight down. We need to bring the body fat levels down, because it doesn't matter how much weight you lift. You could lift as much weights as you like. If you're not fixing what we're doing nutritionally, you're probably still going to have a lot of body fat there. So you might have, you will have muscle underneath for sure. You definitely will. Everybody looks for abs. Oh, I need to go and get some abs. They're there, man. They are there. Abs are definitely there. They're just covered, right? You've got a wee coat on them just now. So we need to get that down a little bit. And that's what's going to help to bring the muscles through. So when it comes to getting toned, we need to be doing muscle building activity, all right? So you need to be focused on getting stronger in the gym, all right? So lifting up heavy weights. You can't just go in and lift weights that you're comfortable with all the time and just keep on lifting, because you're not going to get anywhere. This is why I say there has to be a structured, progressive plan, something that's going to be challenging. So when you first go in, man, you might notice that you can hardly lift any weight at all. But then as the weeks go by, if you just stayed on that weight, nothing would change. You're not progressing. You're not challenging your body. You need to be challenging it. You need to be lifting heavier weights or doing more sets or doing more repetitions of that exercise. That's then going to help to start building up that strength and building up muscle in that area. When you then build muscle in that area, things naturally start to tighten up anyway because you've built muscle. You then combine that with the fact we've got you in a calorie deficit where you're eating a little bit less calories, more volume of food. Remember, we still want you to eat as much food, but less calories overall. It starts to bring your body fat levels down. All right, now, here's the thing. All right, here's the thing. Some people are happy to go through that process. Once we get you to your ideal weight, you've probably put on a bit of muscle, you're noticing a bit of a change in your body, you're seeing muscles maybe where you didn't notice them before, there's going to come a point where that will stop. Because here's the thing with building muscle. In order to lose weight, you need to be in a calorie deficit. In order to build muscle, after a certain point, you have to be in a calorie surplus. At the start, when you're losing weight and we're starting on the process, you'll naturally start building muscle, because we'll increase your protein intake, we'll increase your veggies, you'll be eating the right kinds of foods to help with building muscle, especially if you've not done anything before. Once you get your body weight down, you've had kind of an ideal weight. If you want to then change that from there and you want to put on more muscle, we then need to put you in a calorie surplus. We need to get you eating even more food. So you're to lose weight, we'd probably put in maybe a depending how aggressive we want to be, maybe a 200 to 500 calorie deficit. To then gain weight, we would just do the opposite. All right, we would put you into a 200 or maybe a 500 calorie surplus, which would then start that process of you putting on a bit more muscle. The training would have to meet the intake, so the demand you put on your body would have to increase. You'd have to be lifting heavier weights, maybe doing an extra day where you're going in. The training split would change a bit. Instead of being 3 full body days, it would be like an upper lower split. But you know, the stimulus would then change, which would then promote the body to build more muscle. Once we've got you to the point where you've packed on as much as you want to pack on, we would then go back to a deficit to start stripping things down again. And this is how you go through the process of building muscle. Right? It's not a quick fix. It's not a one and done thing. Right? And that's not for everybody. That approach isn't for everybody. Once we get you to your ideal weight and your body shape's looking good, you've packed on a bit of muscle mass, you've stripped down the fat that you want to get to, you might be quite happy with that. So then what we would look at doing is putting you to maintenance, where you're eating the right amount of calories to maintain what you've got, right? Because you don't want to be in a deficit forever. It's not good for you being that for your body. Your body will adapt to that. We want to kind of change that, right? So we want to kind of strategically get you eating more foods at certain points and getting you to a point where you can then maintain that going forward, right? And if that's your goal, cool, right? Then obviously at that stage, where I spoke about running, you know, if you wanted to get better at running, if you wanted to increase your fitness levels, that's where you would then look at maybe adding that in. Right? Because if you do it when you're over heavy, man, if you do it when you've got a lot of weight to lose, that can put a lot of pressure on your joints, can put a lot of pressure onto your knees, onto your hips, and your ankles, and it might cause injury. If you get injured while you're going through that process, it can be quite discouraging. Right? It can set you back quite a bit. You might then find that you're snacking on foods that you wouldn't have maybe been snacking on if you'd still been exercising. Your body weight can start to creep up until the injury subsides. So it's maybe not the best approach. If we can get you focusing on being stronger, building up that muscle mass, it gets everything, you know, it works on the kind of the bone strength, it helps, makes your joints stronger, makes your tendons stronger, you're then going to be in a much better position to then go out and add running in. All right, if there's any extra bits of fat that you want to lose at that point, you know, that the running would certainly help with that. All right, it would certainly help along with this, you know, continuing the structured training program, we're building some muscle and keeping your nutrition nice and balanced, all right? But once you've got all that in place, that's when you'll really start to notice a massive change in your body. So if you want to get that toned look, first and foremost, understand that toned just means building muscle, all right, or looking more muscular, right? If you want to get more toned, if you want to be more muscular, you need to be doing something that promotes building muscle, right? But restricting your diet and getting really, really heavy on your restrictions, on going out running until your knees feel like they're going to pop, that's probably not the right approach for you. In fact, it's definitely not the right approach for you. It's not going to get you to where you want to be. All right, so like, lay back from that approach. I'm not saying you can't ever go and run. Of course you can. I go out and run. I don't love running. I actually hate running. I detest it. But I am in the process of starting to get my mind around training for a marathon. Not from a weight loss perspective, not from anything else, but more from a kind of a mental challenge perspective, something I want to do. You know, so I'm going to push myself to that point. But I hate running. I don't love it. I would rather just lift weights. I could do that all day long. I really enjoy that. All right. So if running's your thing and you do enjoy it, then cool, awesome. But just understand it's maybe not going to get you to where you want to be in terms of looking toned. If you want to look toned, aka more muscular, we need to be building muscle. All right. So you need to be going to the gym and focusing on getting stronger, or doing work at home where you're focusing on, you know, getting really good control of your body using body weight exercise, all right? And either way, you know, you can't just like wing this. You can't just go and say, I'll just do a few push-ups and that'll do, or, you know, I'll do a few push-ups, 9,000 sit-ups and a few squat. You really need to follow something that's quite structured that takes you through a process of, you know, from body weight, for example, maybe starting with 15 push-ups, 15 pull-ups, 15 squats. We'll stick with that just for the sake of an example. And then building that up to the point where you can maybe do it till failure, all right? So you're getting to a point where you're maybe then having to add on a weighted vest or something else. But, you know, you're working at home with your body weight with maybe some kind of extra resistance put on if you really need to, all right? If you're going to the gym, it's then increasing those weights gradually each time you go in. Or if you can't lift the extra weight, it's adding in an extra set or adding in an extra couple of reps, just something to give your body that extra stimulus to build that muscle that you're looking to build. Combine that with your nutrition, and ta-da, then you've got your toned look that you're kind of trying to get, all right? But I think the kind of key take home for this is, please don't think that dieting to the point of starvation and running is going to get you where you want to be. It really isn't, all right? The whole point of losing weight should be to eat as much food as humanly possible while still making progress towards your goals, all right? So with all of our clients, we focus straight away getting them eating more food in terms of volume, bringing those calories down and then focusing on getting them stronger almost right away. And when we do that, that's where we start seeing incredible changes in your overall body shape. Body fat levels come down, your body shape starts changing, you look more muscular, you start seeing muscles in places you've maybe not seen them before, but then as a bonus to that, you're feeling stronger, you're feeling fitter, you're feeling healthier, and just overall, you feel a lot better than yourself. You feel a lot more confident because of the way you look. You're maybe not quite so shy to whip your top off when you go on holiday and get those pictures taken, all right? So when it comes to getting toned, we need to understand that that just means building some muscle, all right? So and you can absolutely do both at the same time, losing weight and getting toned, you can do that at the same time, up to a point. And then if you want to get any bigger than that, we need to then adjust what you're doing and switch things around. All right, so quite a short one today. It's only 20 minutes, yahoo. I hope that all made sense. I try and keep things as simple as I possibly can because I'm going to be honest with you, man. All this sciencey bit of it, I get bored of it. It's like, it's a bit much. All right, so I try and keep things as simple as I can and say them in a way that everybody's going to understand. So I hope that made sense, man. I hope you could get something from that. If you've got any questions, I'd love for you to hit me up, man. You can hit me up on Instagram, shoot me a message. If you've got anything you want to ask me, then please do. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can just drop them down below this video. But please, if you did get some value from this and you're enjoying this podcast, I would really love it if you could hit the subscribe button, turn your notifications so you can see when the next episodes are coming, and maybe share this with one other person that might benefit from seeing it. All right, so let's get the word out. It's still a very new podcast. I'd love to grow it as quickly as I possibly can, but let's get that word out. So if you could share this with somebody else, or maybe even if you're listening to it, maybe share it to your stories so more people can see and more people can come along and get involved and get the help that I want to give them. So anyway, that's us for this one. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Cheers.